Former UW President Jay Rothman says he doesn't know why Regents fired him this week. Two of those Regents are now giving more details. It's Friday, April 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers has signed a law legalizing online sports betting in Wisconsin. And the story of the men who invented a new kind of bike seat that's made here in Wisconsin.
He rode probably 4 to 6 hours every day. He lived to ride bikes.
Stay with us.
My name is Martin Anderson. I'm the owner with my husband.
Edgar Anderson, co-owner of Fergorn Isle.
On Washington Island.
Ever since we've been using WPR, it's proven to be the right choice, especially when we asked our customers, how did you hear about us? Always has been, we heard that on the radio, and that's why we continue to use WPR as a sponsorship program.
Connect with Wisconsin and grow your business. Visit WPR.org/sponsor.
Legislators held a hearing yesterday to learn more about why Jay Rothman was abruptly fired this week as the president of the UW system. Sarah Lear has more.
Earlier this week, UW Regents voted unanimously to fire the public university system's president, Jay Rothman. Rothman said he was blindsided by his ouster. Republican State Senator Rob Hutton called a committee hearing on Thursday to demand answers about the board's decision. During that hearing, Regent Timothy Nixon said Rothman moved with a, quote, lack of urgency on matters including artificial intelligence.
An answer a year from now or 2 years from now is not going to be good enough.
Rothman has defended his leadership. He says he's proud of accomplishments, including securing a state funding increase and expanding continuing education. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than 60% of school districts looking for increased taxpayer support won that approval during ballot measures this week. Rising costs combined with state-imposed revenue caps have led many public school districts to look to residents for increased funding. The Fond du Lac School District wanted to raise their revenue limit to fund operational costs and to install security systems. That referendum, however, failed by a narrow margin. Matt Steinbarth is the district superintendent.
We know that we're going to be having to continue to increase class sizes, also have fewer opportunities as we see at the high school.
Some counties had much clearer results, like an Appleton Area School District $60 million referendum, which won an overwhelming 66% of the vote. It will help maintain some services offered through the district and fund access to mental health programs. Wisconsin is one step closer to having legal online sports betting after Governor Tony Evers signed a new law yesterday. But as Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, there are details that still have to be worked out.
The law says only tribes can administer gaming, so online sports betting will have to be housed on tribal properties too. And it took a while for all Wisconsin's 11 tribes to get on board. But after they said they all would, Evers signed it into law. He said that was about respecting their sovereignty, but he also said he has concerns. In a statement, Evers wrote that he will not support a plan that gives unequal opportunity to some tribes and not others. He said he'd prefer a joint venture that sees each tribe contributing and benefiting equally. The tribes are reportedly in conversation about implementation. Meanwhile, some conservative groups have suggested they'll sue, arguing the law violates both the state and federal constitutions. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Department of Health Services will use more than $30 million from a legal settlement to help prevent overdose deaths across the state. The money comes from the settlement of a historic national lawsuit against drug manufacturers. Wisconsin is expected to receive hundreds of millions of dollars from the case over the next decade. In a plan outlined this week, DHS officials said the money will go towards prevention, treatment, and recovery programs. It will also fund overdose prevention and training for medications that help with opioid use disorder. Overdose deaths have fallen sharply in recent years. State data show a 40% decline from 2023 to 2024. Michelle Hayes is the director of Substance Use Initiatives for DHS.
We're genuinely hopeful about the trends that we are seeing, but we have work to do yet.
Overdose data from 2025 is expected to be released later this year. Federal financing announced yesterday will help support construction of a medical manufacturing facility in Janesville. As Joe Schultz reports, officials say the plant will eventually support about 150 full-time jobs.
The U.S. Department of Energy has issued a conditional commitment for an up to $263 million loan to Shine Technologies. The company will produce medical isotopes used for diagnostic imaging and cancer treatments. Officials say most of the country's supply of isotopes currently comes from overseas. They say the Janesville project is important to reducing reliance on foreign imports. Greg Pfeiffer is the founder of Shine Technologies.
The project is nearing completion from a construction standpoint, but we really need to ramp it up and scale it up very quickly to meet the needs of Americans. So this financing will allow us to do that.
The company expects to reach full-scale production in the next 3 to 4 years. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the story of a bike seat that's made in Wisconsin and has a cult following. Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. As the weather starts to warm up and spring takes hold across Wisconsin, cyclists will be setting out to enjoy the state by bicycle. Some of them will be riding on a seat that was in fact made by America's only leather bike seat manufacturer, which just happens to be across the street from a cornfield in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Reporter Justin Barney has the story of the men who invented Cell Anatomica, a new kind of bike seat that now has a cult following.
The creator of Cell Anatomica was the late Tom Milton. He grew up in Detroit with a need for speed. His sister Carol, who runs the company now, says that it was in their blood.
My grandfather, Tommy Milton, was the first two-time winner of the Indy 500.
But instead of racing cars, Milton raced bikes.
He rode probably 4 to 6 hours every day. Oh. He lived to ride bikes.
But Milton was having trouble with his bike seat.
He rode a Brooks saddle.
If you're into biking, you know Brooks. They are the manufacturer of beautiful leather bike seats. The thing is, they can be uncomfortable while riding long distances. So Tom Milton took matters into his own hands.
He set out to develop a saddle that would be more comfortable.
So he hit the phone book, looking for people in the Midwest who made stuff with leather. And his eyes turned big as saucers when he saw the company Monarch McLaren in Elkhart, Wisconsin, founded by Ed Sylvester.
What he liked is our name is Monarch McLaren. And McLaren, fast cars.
That's what he liked?
Yes.
There was an issue, though. They didn't make bike seats. I met Sylvester at his factory in the Elkhart Industrial Park. Monarch McLaren makes leather seals and flanges for water well plunges and spray pumps. They're an industrial leather maker. Ed doesn't even ride bikes. But he's not one to pass up an opportunity. And in 2006, the two went into business.
Finally, I said, why not? Let's give it a shot.
But these two guys did not get along.
So we clashed.
Ed Sylvester is this practical leather worker with years of experience. And Tom Milton was this kind of harebrained schemer. He was insistent and uncompromising with this singular focus on how to engineer the perfect, comfortable leather bike seat.
I clash with engineers because I know what leather can do. They think they know what leather can do.
Milton's idea was the Cell Anatomica slot. To relieve the pressure on long rides, Milton simply wanted to cut a piece of leather out of the middle of the seat. And so they bought a Brooks seat, and that is exactly what they did.
That's how we started, modifying their seats with this padded slot. People loved it.
There was one group of people who didn't love it, though. The people at Brooks.
And they're like, what are you doing?
Really?
The impending threat of litigation served as useful inspiration to Ed Sylvester. And he created a whole new way to make a leather bike seat. It's a bit of a trade secret, but it's largely the way that they cure the leather. Brooks uses an old technique where they mold leather when it's cold and then they bake it, resulting in a rock-hard seat that breaks in over time. Sylvester's method is to mold while it's hot. The result is a leather that feels broken in on your first ride. Daryl McKenzie is a bike coach in San Diego, California.
I was shocked at how comfortable the saddle was.
Because of the slot and the broken-in feel, Cell and Animica have garnered a cult following in the bike community over the past 20 years. Last year, I was in Japan at a local bike shop. I looked up on the wall, and there's Cell Anatomica, stamped and developed in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Available and embraced on the other side of the world. And Brooks, their big competitor, they started making a leather bike seat with a slot cut out of the middle.
Justin Barney brought us that story on Cell Anatomica. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And we got to get a quick check of your forecast in here before letting you go for the weekend. Rain likely in southeastern Wisconsin this morning, clearing throughout the morning. Highs eventually getting into the 50s across the state with some sunshine today. Lows in the 20s and 30s with frost likely overnight. Clouds building tomorrow with highs in the 50s. Rain overnight into Sunday. Then a big warm-up for Sunday with highs in the 60s and 70s. And that'll do it for this Friday. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hope you have a fantastic weekend and you get a chance to get outside and enjoy some of that sunshine over the weekend as well. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk to you again soon.